It is your daily diary. It is. Who the fuck are we playing? We've just been talking about West Ham Everton. We're playing Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest, John.
I've got confused. I mean, I'm very hungover. I've just had a couple of medicinal cans of San Miguel, which have made me feel better, but not seemingly made my brain work properly. And now we're in the taxi going up to Anfield to watch the mighty Red Men. Neil, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Looking forward
to go fuck yourself.
Looking forward to seeing the mighty Red Men. Looking forward to seeing the mighty Red Men. I think that it's a good day for them. We've got the team, so hopefully it'll all go according to plan. It's worth remembering last season this was a bit of a funny fixture for us. We got 2-0 up and they pegged us back, and that's what you sort of don't want to see today, really. I think if we get ahead, I want to see us sort of push on, and that's the big thing that I want to take from it. I think there's an opportunity, obviously, to put some serious points on the board. The two Manchester teams haven't played yet, and there's always a chance that United could get something off City. But if that doesn't happen, then we can all laugh at Manchester United, and that's good as well. It's a real no bad outcome situation, that game. You don't get as many of them as you think in a season, but that one's very, very pure. So all round, you know, I think that we've just got to keep looking after our business. Both North London clubs have won over the weekend, which you expected. That hasn't come as a surprise at this point. So we've got to do our bit and just sort of keep pushing on, because it does feel like a season where all of a sudden everything feels possible.
Yeah, that's how it feels going up to it. We've got some friends here from Detroit. We were out with them yesterday. They brought some boxes over, which we went and watched.
Yeah.
Why I'm slightly hungover and you seemingly dodged one, but I'm not bitter about that at all. But they're all going to their first game and they're dead excited, and it does remind you that we're lucky to go to Anfield. It is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And fair play to Andy Bell for sorting us out a couple of spares so we could get in there. I've juggled a few. Mr. Heaton's come up chumps as well, and we've got them in, which is boss, because yeah, it's their first time at Anfield. They can't wait, and it's a reminder how great it is.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely brilliant, you know, and heading up, and especially on a day like today, it's a proper autumn clear day where it's cold, but it's not freezing. It's crisp, and it's sort of a bit of going to the football. And last night felt a little bit like that as well. It felt like a good big weekend. I know the big weekend, it's what you live for, really. So getting it all to come together, and yeah, you know, it is always brilliant to get to go and watch Liverpool. And we know that we're unbelievably lucky to get to do it on such a regular basis. So hopefully Liverpool will repay us for our graciousness and our humility around the whole thing today with the results. But you know, I just think it's such a good side, and so many options for him. It's another one of them where you're looking at the bench going, he's got moves here, and I feel as though we won't need them, but I'm of the view he can they can put a performance in that makes us delighted and makes everyone for whom it's the first game feel as though it's as special as it always is.